With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Two Democrats are on the ballot in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County. Mark Ludwig is competing for his party's nomination and the chance to challenge Republican Representative Mary Whiteford in November. Mark Ludwig, thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon. Thank you.
Tell the audience about yourself and what you would like to do if you are elected to the state Senate.
Well, I've lived in Allegan County since 2005, moved out there with my wife to found a small farm, and we very much enjoy our neighbors in Allegan County in general. My background includes growing up with in a professional ecologist for a father, and I tagged along with him for years and years, and got a pretty good working knowledge of how our environment worked there, got a degree from Michigan State University, where I really got interested in agriculture. And I've been involved with agriculture really ever since. In a normal year, we keep a few cattle at the farm. I spent the last 10 years either as an employee or a board member for our soil conservation district, and just really pay a lot of attention to what's going on out there on the farm. Beyond that, I've been on my local school board and been on my local township planning commission, so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the challenges that we face in Michigan, getting our public institutions to run just that much better.
So what would you want to do about making public institutions run better if you do get elected to the state house?
Well, we'll start with schools. First of all, I'd like to see education funding equalized on a per-pupil basis. We currently have a hangover from the 90s when it was promised that we would eventually get to this equalization, but it has not happened. Fenville, where I was on the school board, that would amount to about $1.7 million additional dollars per year. And I can tell you, having balanced that budget a few times, we could sure use that kind of funding. Beyond that, I think there's plenty of room for additional funds to be offered to these schools through a grant process, for example. I think there's a lot of different public-private partnerships that are possible, but really that base funding allowance is critical for making sure that we're able to move forward. Beyond that, other public institutions, I'd really like to see the emergency manager law go away, as the people of Michigan voted to do some years ago. The fact that it was brought back and used to basically create this poisonous mess in Flint, it's a real example of what, how to not do it. You know, just give one man a whole bunch of power and let them make all the decisions. No, that's totally anti-democratic and not really the kind of thing we ought to be doing in Michigan or really anywhere in America.
What should the state do when it comes upon a city which does face some sort of financial crisis, if not an emergency manager?
Well, first of all, they could bring revenue sharing back to where it was. I mean, if you look at how Flint fell into such a financial crisis, it really was when revenue sharing went away because the state government didn't want to share anymore. That's really when Flint went from a difficult situation to an impossible situation. Beyond that, I think there certainly are ways to work with your local municipalities, such as consent decrees, which do not involve removing local control. I know the Republicans like to talk about local control all the time, but having been on the school board, they chip away at many of these local decision-making capacities anytime they, get up on their ideological high horse and decide it's time for them to do something, that feeds their base.
Your website says that we need a carbon tax. Should that just be at the state level, or should we wait until there's some sort of federal action?
Waiting on the feds is a fool's errand these days. I am tired of waiting for Washington to get things done, such as, healthcare reform or a carbon tax. I think a carbon tax could be done a lot of different ways. A lot of people advocate, for example, a fairly stiff carbon tax, but then paired up with something like a citizen's dividend, where some of it is refunded to some of our citizens to maintain a more progressive tax. In other words, if you're a lower-income citizen, some of that money would come back to you, so it's not a big impact. I like a carbon tax because it is simple. It doesn't have to be, dozens and hundreds of pages long in order to implement it. We just need something relatively straightforward. And on taxation in general, I really think there's still plenty of room for, if if you will, a grand bargain. You know, we still have some of these kind of awkward, difficult to administer taxes floating around out there, and I think there's a lot that could be done to change that.
Well, what would that grand bargain look like? You know, if you're going to, obviously, this would have to be some sort of bipartisan deal. Are you talking about making the tax system in the state simpler?
Absolutely. If we could, for example, introduce a carbon tax, if we could take and maybe put a little more progressivity into our income tax so our lower income citizens aren't impacted by it. And I think there's certainly room for some kind of sales tax reform. There are other reforms, for example, allowing local units of government to change from just a pure property tax to what's called land value taxation, where we pay more attention to the land and where it's located and pay less attention to the kind of improvements that are put on it. This encourages, for example, redevelopment of our urban core because you're encouraging people who are sitting on land to get something going on it because that's where the tax is applied, rather than worrying about whether somebody, you know, for example, put a deck on their house. You know, we worry less about the improvements. We worry more about the inherent value of the land.
Got about 20 seconds left. This has traditionally been a Republican district. Why should a Democrat going to the polls believe Mark Ludwig can change that?
What I've been doing is getting out there and putting myself out as the acceptable alternative to the Republicans. For example, I'm a firearms owner, and even though I've been endorsed by Leap Forward and Moms Against Action and got an F from the NRA, you know, I took that on directly and put some pictures up on Facebook of my firearms. I've got some experience with agriculture and can talk to our agriculture community about positive things they can do without alienating them.
All right. So we'll have to leave it there. Mark Ludwig is one of two Democrats running for his party's nomination in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County.